If you want to see stimulus dollars at work, take a visit to the Denver-based nonprofit Veterans Green Jobs. 2.5 years ago, the organization that trains veterans in things like home energy audits occupied just 3 office cubicles. Today, it's situated in a 90,000-square-foot office with 85 full-time employees.
We have, you know, essentially about $9 million worth of contracts in weatherization that went from zero to $9 million, basically overnight.
Bill Doe is the organization's CEO, which holds 2 of 10 regional contracts providing weatherization to Colorado low-income homeowners. Their mission will become a lot more challenging next March. That's when federal funding for the program drops back to pre-stimulus levels.
We know there's going to be some downsizing, but we hope it's not a big drop-off. We hope to be able to manage it such that we can repurpose, as I say, some of the assets and some of the people into other areas of energy efficiency work.
In other words, trying to avoid laying off staff. For many green companies, the likely cut in federal funding feels a lot like standing at the edge of a cliff. Just how sharp the drop-off will be in April, May, and June of 2012 is being determined right now by the Department of Energy. The office that funds low-income weatherization programs in all 50 states saw a $407 million decrease. It now has to decide if that money will be taken away from weatherization or other programs that it manages.
Obviously, you know, this impacts our future funding.
Doug Carl directs low-income weatherization for the state of Colorado. He fully expects funding to go down, but believes it will be a soft landing for the state. That's because other funding sources will continue to flow into low-income weatherization, like the Low-Income Energy Assistance Program.
It will still be a program that's larger than it has been traditionally, and we're estimating that that program will run somewhere in the neighborhood of $12 to $20 million, perhaps, depending upon what the federal funding levels are when they're determined.
Whatever the amount, any drop in funding could be a setback for workers just getting started in the industry, like Justin Heldenbrand. Thanks to the training from Veterans Green Jobs, he rates new residential construction for energy efficiency.
So this just fits in the door.
Wearing a bright orange hard hat, Heldenbrand is working in the doorway of a newly built home in the town of Windsor, rigging a diagnostic tool with a large fan.
This is the part where the more experience you have, you know which fan cover to take off, whether it's ring A or B.
The fan sucks all the air out of the home, depressurizing the space so that it can be tested for air leaks around the doors and windows.
So the fan's going to ramp up.
Heldenbrand served in the Army for 4.5 years, doing one tour in Iraq and one in Afghanistan, and he's ambitious about the future.
I definitely want to do more ratings, but I'm also looking forward to getting to do some audits.
Fortunately for Heldenbrand, he's working for a company that's looking for ways of branching out. EnergyLogic CEO Steve Byers partnered with Veterans Green Jobs last year to do low-income weatherization. He, too, worries about having to lay off staff.
So we're exploring a lot of different avenues, and we're going to do our very best to make sure that we minimize the number of job losses that happen.
Meantime, Veterans Green Jobs' Bill Doe acknowledges his organization has most of its eggs in the low-income weatherization basket, but he hopes to change that. After the stimulus money runs out, he plans to transition his workers into doing audits for middle and high-income homes and light industrial businesses. But the market for that is soft right now.
So you want those cliffs to be more gentle slopes than absolute cliffs. And I think the idea is not to have these radical shifts, you know, that cause, you know, great distress amongst the workforce and amongst program areas.
The U.S. Department of Energy is expected to release a more detailed federal funding breakdown of low-income weatherization money sometime next month. And that's just the here and now. It's anyone's guess what the cuts will look like for the next budget, which Congress will start debating after recess. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.